Chicago. So I did prepare. I get a lot of time to prepare, but it is weather. We ultimately, they rerouted us north over Toronto in order to get down. So everything was backed up. So I did have time, but it is a little bit difficult to prepare on the plane. But let's see where we're up to now. We are 8 or 9. Him, Ralphie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines to the bottom. So the Gemara is going to principle, which was mentioned in Mishnah, that in order to be chay of the par ha'alim dovar, in order to be liable for the scorn brought by basin on their iniquity, they have to rule in a fashion which eliminates part of a mitzvah of the Torah, but not a complete mitzvah of the Torah. If they eliminate a complete mitzvah of the Torah, there is no carbon, only if they eliminate part of a mitzvah. So Veloni, so now this clearly in the next Gemara from where we're beginning to the Mishnah, there clearly is an obvious and blatant mess. In other words, the Gemara is all messed up, the Gemara is all messed up. And the truth is we really should do a lot of cutting and pasting, but we're not going to do it because it'll just get confusing. So therefore I'm just going to, you'll understand, you'll see that the Gemara has redundancies and doubles back on itself. So therefore, I'm not going to bother doing the cutting and pasting, but I'll try and make it as painless as possible. Okay, so the Gemara starts. Velonim takes oker should be called a shchita. It's totally superfluous. Where shchita is interesting, mashbiach is a whole long piece trying to figure out how the word shchita got in here, right? Because shchita wasn't discussed in our Mishnah as being one of the issues, right? So he wanted to say it actually said shem yitzion. Somehow the bottom of the mem got erased and the tie turned to a test, but the simple way, however it happened, the Jew say, "V'loim says oker kol shem hotzah." The Gemara Mishnah said that Shabbos they can't. They say there's no Shabbos in there, so that's oker kol aguf. They're eradicating the entire mitzvah. That won't do, right? So it have to be oker. So the Mishnah proposed they're oker one specific malacha. One of the malachas they say doesn't apply. Which one? The Mishnah gave an example, Hotzah. So the Gemara is asking on that, what about an Hotzah itself? An Hotzah itself, aren't you uprooting the entire prohibition of Hotzah? Hotzah is one of the specific prohibitions of Shabbos, one of the specific malachas. If you uproot that, you're uprooting an entire goof, an entire malacha, right? So it says, Gemara, Shmuel bar Abba, Omar, Shmuel bar Abba said a very interesting chiddush. Amru, Amma muter, Shushtei Amos muter, Asuros. Gemara's going to come back to this later on. But what they said, you're not allowed to carry one Amma, but you're allowed to carry two Amos. Now, what drives people up the wall about this is what happened to Dalit Amos, right? Where's this one Amma, two Amma business, right? It's not a one Amma or two Amos, it's Dalit Amos. Okay, so nobody said it's a kasher. You know, why the Gemara picked one or two Amos? Should be three or four or four or five. But one could live with such a kasher, okay? It does make things a little bit difficult, but that's what they said. They said part of Otsah is mutter, meaning one Amos is mutter. Part of Otsah is also, meaning two Amos are also. Or they could have said, you know, four and five, whatever the case may be, okay? But don't even say, now, we're going to come back to it later on. Right now, we'll leave it, let it stand. We go to the next thing the Mishnah mentioned, about that they were matir Avodah Zorah, to bow down to Avodah Zorah, right? So it says more about Avodah Zorah, bowing down to Avodah Zorah is in itself a specific prohibition on Avodah Zorah. But let him say, okay, kol yishem yishtach avoya, aren't you bringing the entire concept of bowing down? So says more, b'sh'omru mutal yishtach avos v'asul ha'shurach. They said you're allowed to bow down, but you're not allowed to bend over. So the Bnei Moshe said it should be the opposite. You're not allowed to bend over, but you're not allowed to bow down, because bowing means full prostration on the ground. So that's the Tzion Rishonim of the sides questions whether maybe we can learn it the way it is here. Well, that's not material to us. The bottom line is whatever they asked, one movement of bowing down, not the other movement. Bloniim say so. Kekoshe Motzah now. The Gemara goes back to Hotzah again, and that's why it's obvious that there's some sort of, choppiness here. But the Gemara goes back to Hotzah. Volume says, Soker, Shkol, Shem, Hotzah. Gemara asks the same question again. Again, the Gemara asks the same question. If they uprooted Hotzah, as it says in the Mishnah, aren't they uprooting an entire Malach of Shabbos? So here we have a different answer. So, Amr Rav Shul Bar Yitzchak, Now here, the better girsa is not the girsa in the Gemara, but the girsa in the bottom, the Gilin Ephraim. So take a look there in the Gilin Ephraim, the very bottom, right hand part of the page. So the Gemara here gives a different answer than they gave before. The Gemara says, answer is that they said it's permitted to take stuff out of a Shusa Yochid into a Shusa Rabim. It's prohibited to take stuff from a Shusa Rabim to a Shusa Yochid. Okay? So it says, Gemara Asi Commander Amar, this Amo continuing Gilin Ephraim. Asi Commander Amar, that goes good, according to being that holds. Achnosa v'tza achasi. That achnosa v'tza one malacha. So therefore, you take off half of it, so you're not oker kol aguf, because you're taking off achnosa or hotza off of the entirety of achnosa v'tza. Rama, however, commanded mar achnosa v'tza shtayim aim. But according to being chose achnosa v'tza are two separate malachas. Loim to oker kol shem hotza. Aren't you uprooting whatever is called hotza? You are pruning, because he would learn that Otsa and Achnos are two different malachas. So it says, Rabbi Shimon, 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 Shimon he says one grogeris, which is a dateful, versus two grogros, which is two datefuls. Now, halacha is, in fact, one grogeris. But based on said, you know, they gave it this dichotomy of one versus two. And again, the Gemara is going to come back to that as well. Okay, let's start talking about beis now. And we're in the second line, that's what we're picking up at the end of the second line. Rabbi Yossi said, Lo shoru shemuta lechol chelev. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara. Whatever people say here, I don't like. So therefore, I want to say like this, that chelev is not serving as a specific example, but rather because chelev was never mentioned previously. You know, we're really going so much on Mishnah. But whenever the Gemara wants to talk about a generic chatos, it calls it a chatos chelev. You ever notice that? A generic chatos is a chatos word for chelev and dam. Because chelev and dam are classical, archetypical isurim, right, which denote us a laugh which has kares, for which you bring a korban, right? If you did b'shogeg, right? So too, that's where when basin paskin something, has to be a laugh which would have kares, which they paskin erroneously, and they bring a korban for that. So the Gemara is citing chelev as an archetype. So our Rabbi Yosef here said, Lo shoru shemuta lechol chelev. You know what? We don't have to say that they paskets mutter to eat chelev. That's not the necessary horah which we're looking for. Rather, it's even possible, Yoidim ayusha also lechol chelev, that they knew based in that it was also to eat chelev. V'atorah nidna renosta reshus based in la'aros. But they thought that the Torah gave them leeway, to divide the Isser. Meaning to say, well, Chelev is Isser, but not this Chelev. Or Chelev is Isser, but not this Shear. So even that is considered to be the type of mistake which is not a Kiras Kol Aguf, and rather something which is a Kiras Miktsaso, a partial Akira. Now, what is that partial akira which based in Paskin? Rebum Rechia asked, is it, now the truth is, I would say they'd like to say that this boy is a statement. He was explaining. In other words, we have occasionally in Yushan where a boy is a statement, so I think this one is a statement. So he said, what do we mean by basin knew was also, but they tampered with the prohibition. They thought they could be more about the prohibition. It means either Kizayis, or, and this is my chiddush also, I think it's like either or, not kizayis ayom, ukshnei zeisim ocher, but either kizayis or ayom, or versus either kishnei zeisim or lemocher. Okay? What do I mean by that? What I mean by that, what do I think the Gemara means by that? It means that their row was, it's also on Tuesdays to eat chelev, but it's mutar Wednesdays to eat chelev. Or it's also to eat one kazayis of chelab, but it's mutter to, I mean, it's also to eat two kazayis of chelab, but it's all mutter to eat one kazayis of chelab. They wanted, they thought that the Torah, yes, asr chelab, but they still had leeway to wiggle around within the prohibition of chelab. That is Akira's mitzvah aguf. Okay? So the Ramai said they're tampering with the shear and with the time. That's what they're tampering with. Okay? So it says, Marech Abida, what's an example of this? Right, now, if you're going to hold this as a question, so the Shartar is of the boy, Rabbi Chir, Boom, Rabbi Chir is a question, then the Shartar so correctly changes Hech Abida to Nishmina Min Hadot, that this is not a sample, rather a resolution. Let's learn out from here. Novi, this is a Novi Sheker, a false prophet, Umediach, and a person who's a missionary, seducing you to worship Avodah Zarah. And so Allah says, they tell you not to listen to any mitzvah in the Torah, you put him to death. So what about Yochlim Yom Lechal Titin Filin Hayoim Tein Lamochar? What if the Navi Sheker, the false prophet, or the missionary comes in and says, you don't have to put on film today, put it on tomorrow, right? Just for today, not. Tomorrow you can put it on, right? So there should be, now here the Peshar is so changed, and I think this change is necessary, even though it's a difficult one. He said, instead of Tishma Lam, should you listen to them? Obviously, you're not supposed to listen to them. Rather, change it should be Yehi Chayav. Are they going to be liable under these circumstances? No, the Pasuk says, you should not listen to any mitzvah which they tell you not to go. Rather, you should go in them. Bohem means in their entirety. Bikulav alom miktsasa. In their entirety, not a part of them. So vice versa. If they tell you not to go in the one that's mitzvah, which of course Baruch told you lech spam, so it's if they told you not to do a mitzvah in its entirety, are they liable to the death penalty? If they told you only to not do part of a mitzvah, they're not liable to the death penalty. Okay, so that's this is a proof, of course, or either it's example or a proof of the principle we stated previously, that akiras kol guf is only if you okur it forever. And also, if you okay, it's in, whatever shear it is, right, in its entirety, but not if you do partial akira, to part of the shear, part of the time. So it says the mare that only if you said are a karta shinko so davar. So the Gemara says no. Are a karta shinko also oyom. Even though it's not a refutation, it's a continuation of the explanation. Even though you uprooted the entire day, nevertheless, the same are we say ain't kind of kiras kol guf, right? It's not a kiras kol guf, and therefore you're not the Navi Sheker or the Mace is not liable. The kain kind of kiras kol guf, and the same thing is true by Haraz based it. That are based in Paskin, then it's the flip side, obviously. Another your Mesis, the Medeach, is only Chayiv if they persuade you to forsake the entire mitzvah. The base is only Chayiv if they Paskin on part of the mitzvah, right? So, but it's the power, we're looking for partial mitzvahs in both cases, okay? Ramana Shamalar, Ramana derived this, which here says mean the Basra, from later on, but it really makes no sense. Shartazo changes to mean ka, from here, from the statement we had previously. Shmuel bar Bo, I'm not sure how we could write for Namora this business, but with Ryan for that was Shmuel bar Bo, said Ramanav. Shmuel bar Bo, I'm a muteris, shtamos, asuros. So we already learned this principle, not just in terms of days, but in terms of shear. Right, because he said, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Bo said, what's the case of the oiker miktas otzah, not kol otzah, where they're putting part of otzah, not all otzah, where they conceded that one amma is, that two ammas is also. The only answer, they said, that one amma is mutter, right? So that's akir, harei akar to shem kol otzah amma, that you uprooted the entire name of an amma, yet nevertheless, the same are ain't kind of akir is kol aguf, right? There is no uprooting the entire body. So too, in terms of a shear, there is no Bruni Dr. Beakir's called Goof, and we come to the conclusion that Rabbi Yossi is correct, and according to Rabbi Boom Bar Chia's analysis, that Akira's Kol Guf is only uproot the entire shear over the entire course of time. But if you give a partial shear or partial time, in which it's mutter versus when it's ulcer, so then that's why I'm saying Akira's Kol Guf, but it's only Akira of part of it, uprooting part of it, and Beis is going to be liable for a korban on that. Okay? Not bad? Okay. So says my mission for. Yeah, they said there's clearly some cutting paste to be done, but all right. Chol basin v'yod echam em shato. Basin paskin, one of them knew they made a mistake. Varmalem, he said to them, toim atem, you are mistaken. O shaloya muvla shal basin sham, or the outstanding scholar Sanhedrin was not there. Now, there's a whole issue. It's a very long Margolis and Sanhedrin, and of course they didn't have it on the plane. But the Margolis and Sanhedrin has a whole long discussion of whether muvla in basin. The outstanding scholar based on whether he normally participates in votes or not. Or is he like the vice president in the Senate, right? So there's a long discussion of that, which is going to be a little bit germane to this. But in any event, if he wasn't there, or Shaya Echomem, or one of the men said was a ger, was a convert, or Mamzer, or a Mamzer, or a Nussin, or a Gibbonite, or Zokin Shaloya Rolo Bonim, or an old man who never had any kids who were not suitable to sin in Sanhedrin, I raise a potter. So if the Sanhedrin is exempt because the Psak was not a valid Psak because the Sanhedrin was not a proper complement of members. Shneimar kan Eda, it says Eda, v'neimar l'halon Eda, and it says Eda elsewhere by in terms of a basin. Malahalon Maida Murlaon Kulim Brin Laharoy. This like elsewhere it's talking about where they're all suitable to Paskin. Afeda Murakan, so to Eda Metshir Kulim Brin Laharoy. You have to remember, suitable to Paskin. Masisa de Rebbe. Our Mishnah is like Rebbe. The Rebbe Amar, Rebbe said, Ein lecha makir ve'le muzla shal beisim avad. Who's the person who is essential? The person who is essential is the person, as Rashi, the Pnei Moshe brings down, the Eineo Eda, is the eyes of the congregation, the muzla shal beisim. If he's not around, the psak is not about psak. See, because it says, "V'yoyim me'ene aida, misha sudi from the eyes of the congregation, misha of the assembly, misha also a naim aida, somebody who was made to be the eyes of the assembly." See, it says, "V'siatzu shamimach." It says they should gather there with you, ma'at the elders to be appointed as members of Sanhedrin, ma'at just like you, lo ger, not a convert, lo nasi, not a Gibbonite. La mamzer, not a mamzer. Apein, so today, gerim, they cannot be, lo gerim, they cannot be gerim, lanusinim, nor, not converts, nor gibbonites, nor mamzerim, nor avonim, and not slaves to boot. So it says more, a very cryptic question. Nicha ger, okay, but our mission said they appointed a ger anyway. It says, Nicha ger, I understand a ger, but mamzer. Based in the mani mamzerim, there's based in appointed mamzerim. Obviously, you know, for Reb Chaim Zimmerman's famous joke about the president of Skokie Yeshiva, right? So, okay, you never heard the joke? I don't know if I should say it on tape.
You will have to say it. Just,
what?
Just from what you're just saying now.
So, Lamaisa, so I understand that that a gear. Somehow can become Meir Sanhedrin. Now, all unfortunately go crazy. What's the difference between Ger and Mamzer? What's the difference? If they couldn't appoint a Ger, they can't appoint a Mamzer. They can't appoint a Mamzer, can't appoint a Ger. It's a Ger. So the truth is, I think, historically, that actually Shmaya and Avtalion were Gerim. They're certainly children of Gerim. I think they might have been Gerim themselves. So in fact, there were historically members of Sanhedrin like Arah and Shaw who were Gerim. I don't know if they had full voting rights. I don't know if that's true. They had full voting rights, but they were certainly members of the Sanhedrin, you know, in terms of the discussion. Shmaya and Avtalion with Rosh Hashanah, the Nasi and the Abbasid. So the Maisa, the Gemara is asking, but a Mamzer for sure we wouldn't do. And I don't know how the Gemara knows that, you know, either public policy wouldn't do it or there's some limud for it, but that's Gemara's kasha. How did they ever shock that there's the point that they made such a mistake, that they appointed Mamzer and the Sanhedrin, that he tell me that if the Sanhedrin includes Mamzerim, then their psak is not valid. It's posted in every mamzerim by a basin. would be an Aveira if they did it. But they did it. Okay? So again, it doesn't sound like a Bekir, it's not an Aveira. It's not, you know, it might not be fully valid, but it's not an Aveira. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Mona had a machlokas. Now, the truth is, what they're arguing about is very cryptic. They don't really say what they're arguing about. So I would like to propose the Mashbiach, before I propose my proposal, the Mashbiach says they're arguing, if a ger or mamzer, or whatever these people are, who potters the base of bringing korban, is one of the 70 or is not one of the 70. Okay, that's the issue which you're arguing about. Okay, in other words, if he's present, is that enough to pot the Sanhedrin if he participates in deliberations? Or is he also to be part of the number 70 in order to exempt the Sanhedrin from your carbon, because then the deliberations were not taken on by carried on by a valid body of judges? That's what explains the machlokas. Chanamai betokshim, the chanamai chutzushim. One says he was one of the 70, and other says not part of 70. My own shot, what I would like to say, is that actually they're not arguing about Mishnah or more at all, but they're arguing based on the immediately preceding Gemara, which is when to see a ger wasn't appointed as a man of the Sanhedrin. When a ger was appointed as a man of the Sanhedrin, such as Shmaya and Avtalia, what was their status? Were they part of the 70 or are they not part of the 70? That's the issue. Okay, so says Gemara, top of Vavam Rav Manda Machutz Shivim. Who says they're outside the 70? Nicha. It makes sense both according to me. It means that obviously Shmaya and Naftali would not be part of the count of 70. According to Mashbiach, it means that they would not be part of the 70, and they were deliberating from outside the body of 70. Manamai Tokshivim. But he who said they're part of 70, they're part of the 70, right, which according to me means that the Gerim were made part of the 70 people in terms of, whatever they were used in those special times. And according to Mashbiach, also they're made part of parts of the 70, right? Why did he say, Achutz Shivim Lo? Why didn't he say that they were not part of the 70? Why did he say, Tafka part of the 70? So it says, Mara, we came into in Roy La Roy, Nasa Kevin. So it says, Mara, again, according to Mashbiach, the reason why he wanted to make a clue, the reason why he yelled, they have to be Dafka part of the 70, because otherwise they wouldn't potter the Sanhedrin from their korban. Because if they're outside the 70, they wouldn't be suitable to Paskin, and they'd be like a stone which was there. Maybe like a talking stone, but they'd still be like a stone. And therefore, whatever statements they make would be meaningless, and therefore, how could they possibly pot to the rest of the Sanhedrin from a korban? So therefore, he held our mission's dafka toy about a case with those two those people, Ger or Mamzer or whatever it was, I said two, but not two, even one, were made dafka members of the Sanhedrin only in that fashion. Were they actually going to pot the Sanhedrin being incorporated? According to me, the way I wanted to learn it, is where it's going on how we appoint Gerim, so then the way according to I want to learn it, that it is that he's explaining, the man that holds it with Tokshivim is explaining why Zaydafka made them a member of the 70. Because if the Ger or Mamza was not made a member of the 70, he wouldn't have the right to open his mouth. Right? If he was outside the 70, he would be not able to open his mouth and participate in deliberations. So therefore, they dafka to make him a member of the 70 in order to allow him to participate as full member. Now, when they took the vote, again, this is going according to my theory that the Gemara is expounding on how, say, Shmaya and Avtalia become a member of the Sanhedrin. When they took the vote, I don't know if they included these people in the vote. It could be that the vote are only 68. But for deliberations, they have to be formally part of the 70. Okay? What? You know, it says that a Talmud, actually, we learned in Sanhedrin, a Talmud can't contribute, it says he has something legitimate to say, they can appoint him to the Sanhedrin. Do you remember that? In other words, they said in the Sanhedrin, if he had something important to say, they could appoint him to the member of the Sanhedrin. But it seems as a Talmud, you couldn't actually say something. Okay?
So it's something like observer status,
Right, that's the issue, basically. So the way I'm learning the Gemara is discussing whether that observer status. I mean, truth is, Mashbiach and I learn more in that respect the same way, where they had observer status, so they were actually members of the deliberative body. But when it comes to the issue at the end, when this line became Shem Royal or Royal Nasa Kevin, that's explaining, according to the Mashbiach, why they were included as members of Sanhedrin to begin with, in order to explain why in our Mishnah they impede upon the Beis Din from being Chayav Korban, since they are members of the deliberative body, and they would not impede if they were not members of the deliberative body. According to me, it's explaining why you would want to appoint Gerim as members of the Sanhedrin, right, in order they should be able to speak their mind, which they couldn't do otherwise. Alright, it's almost exactly the same thing. Harochei. Horo based in Shogigin. If the base in Paskin unintentionally. Vasu Kolakol Shogigin. And all of the community did their Abhira unintentionally following based in, right? Mavim Parso, based in brings a cow on a bull on behalf of the entire congregation. Mazid and Vasu Shogigin. If based in Paskin intentionally wrong. And even though the community was inadvertently followed them, right? So then, Mavin Kisba Osira, they bring a lamb or a goat, female lamb or female goat. Osir Shogin, if also Mazin and Basin Bask unintentionally wrong, and the community followed them knowing that they were wrong, they were amazed that Harel Turin and Basin doesn't bring a carbon either. Because you're bringing, it's the shogi has to be shogi both of the basin and of the members of the committee. Says Marinos that. Laysa da pli or Shimon Lakish. Doesn't the song reach Lakish? The Marayam Shimon Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish had Marayam is the name of Lakish. Reach Lakish. Well, this is the first nine Horios. Mastisa gon Shimon Aza Yeshiv name. When is it Shayach somebody who's amazed? In other words, that based in Paskin untouched the wrong thing and guy amazed went and did it anyway. So he said the first night, Shimon ben Azai, he was a great Talmud. He would know when Beis Din made a mistake. And he would know, like Yushalmi Shita, that it's forbidden to listen to Beis Din when they're making a mistake. Because only if they tell you, Yomin Shu Yomin Val Smo Shu Smo, not if they tell you, Yomin Shu Smo Val Smo Shu Yomin, right? But how is it Shaykh, Masnisa, Kigon, the Shimon Aza Yoshes of Yisneim, our mission is going to be like Shimon Aza Yoshes of Yisneim, and Shimon said Mizidin Vosu Shogin Vishogin Vosu Mizidin. So one long run on question. The Chie Zodon Lishkoga Liyachi Yitzaroyas Basin. How can you say that all of Am Yisrael are uber chachamim, they're smarter than Beis Din? In other words, I understand it's Shaykh that Shim ben Azai is better, smarter than Beis Din. Because he was brilliant and he knew all these things, perhaps better than members of Sanhedrin. But he was saying that the Beis Din were Shaykh, and Am Yisrael knowingly went and transgressed Aveda. That means that the Beis Din of Sanhedrin, is are political hacks and morons, and the nation is, the people are smarter. It happens in the United States, but hopefully it doesn't open it happens on the edge, right? So it says the Gemara, Chevraya v'shem Rishim, this is a special entrance exam in the Knesset. Okay, Chevraya v'shem Rishim Lakish said, Kshelo kiblu rov tzibur aleihem. It's talking about a case where the tzibur did not intentionally, they didn't verbalize their projection of basin. They weren't makabel the raw. They never pasked. They never were makabel. It's like the opposite of Shemen Akum, the converse of Shemen Akum, which we had in back in the Avodah Zarah, where Klai Yisrael didn't accept a gzeira l'chumra of basin. They didn't accept a kula of basin, right? The basin pasked and Shabbat is over 5 minutes after Shkia. So nobody started knowing like that. So that's called Mezidin. Okay? I know you'd like that. Okay, so in any event...
Yeah.
So, but that would be, that was such a case. Says, well, Rabbi Zira says a different approach. He says, Rabbi Zira, Shem, Rishon, Lager says, when they rebelled against Beis Nipsach. In other words, not just they weren't Noikit, but they rebelled against Beis Nipsach. You know, the Beis Nipsach came in Paskin, that you're allowed to, the famous case of the Tzedoki in Sukkah, right? The Tzedoki who poured the water of Nisuch HaMayim on his feet instead of pouring them his back, right? And they stoned him with their Esroigim, remember that one? So let's say something that happened Beis Nipsach in Paskin way. The people retaliated against that, okay? So, what's the difference between the two positions? Whether Basin was not the Tzibur was not Makabel, the Tzibur was Mevato. The Nafkamina and the ramifications found case Kibo Lame Bechazu Ubatu. They accepted upon themselves at one point to adhere to Basin's new line, but then they rebelled against it subsequently. It should be Aldaitid Rabbi Zira, switching the names here. Korn Rabbi Zira came and Shibatu Paturin. Once they kicked it off, even though originally they were Makavalit, so then Basin becomes part of a carbon, because they say we can't bring a carbon. These people rebelled against the Pesach. Al Daite, according to the, it should be the Chevraya, according to the Chevraya, since it became Chikibulay Mishor Rishon, since initially the Klaiso accepted the new Kula Basin, so therefore Elu Chayam, from that point in time, the Basin becomes Chayav to bring its own carbon, even later on, Am Yisrael reneged on its acceptance of that new Kula. Okay? Horo Beis Din. Now, it's interesting, there's a little shifting of gears here. Horo Beis Din also Koloko. Beis Din Paskin and all the entire congregation sin, or Ruban and the majority of the congregation sin. Our PM Beis Din, their say so. The V Empire, they bring, according to Tanakama, who's right, mayor, one bull. Okay? Of Avarazara, if they committed Avera of idolatry, the V Empire is said to bring one bull and one goat. Divir Avi Meir. Okay, Rabbi Meir, no, Shnemus or Shvatim, Mevim, Shnemus or Purim. Each of the Shvatim brings its own cat, its own bull. In other words, it's 12 korbanos altogether. So it's interesting. He concedes that it's because of Beis Din, but it gets carried out in being 12 separate korbanos, not the korban of Beis Din itself. Okay, but Avodazor, what they come in, Avodazor, Shnemus or Shvatim, the 12 tribes bring Shnemus or Purim. 12 bulls, Shnei Masor Yisroim, and 12 goats. Rabbi Shimon says it's Losha Soparim. No, it's 13 bulls, because each Sheva brings and Beis Din brings to boot. Okay? So therefore it's 13 altogether. You bring 13 bulls and Shlosha Soparim and 13 goats. V'soy l'kol Sheva to Shevet, v'soy l'Beis Din. There's a sawyer for each and every shevet, and a sawyer for a basin as well. Okay? Says, who's the author of the mission says, Roiv HaKol, the majority congregation. Okay? Says, Rav Meir, it's going to be Meir. The Tani, we learn Rav Meir, it's actually going to be more clarified next mission. Tani, he macht his course what in? Maximum, it's only 6 tribes. He marks his kol sheva sheva, or half of each one of the 12 tribes. The bottom line is you need to have a majority of the congregation. Okay? You don't have to need a majority of Shvatim, but you have the majority of the congregation. That's Kohen Rav Meir.
So it's popular vote versus what, 12?
Right. Something like that. I don't know, not exactly, but it's
you can have the majority of the congregation and yet not have
it's a pot. It's. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, right, you're right. Okay. So it says, Rabbi Meir, it says, Chatzi kol shevet shevet. You know, it could be half of every shevet. But as be Uvad Rov Shvatim Shlem as the majority of all the Shvatim. Meaning, not meaning. And another statement is Shevet Echol Gorakol Shvatim. One Shevet drags in all the other Shvatim. The Gemara is going to explain that later on. Okay, so he holds that either you need the majority of the congregation, right, or the majority of the Shvatim. Okay, so you have to have Rov of the Shvatim, right, and or one or Rov of the Kol. That's a shevet el gorakol shvatim. One shevet can drag in everybody else. Right? Meir says Kol Shvatim Kruim Kol. Remeir obviously holds all the Shvatim together are called a Kol. So everything goes by, like you put it, the popular vote. Remeir Kol Shevet Shevet Yekol Kol. The way you put it, it's an electoral vote. Each Shevet Shevet is judged independently. So therefore, you're going to have or and as well Kol Shevet Shevet Kol Kol, and also the entire congregation is called a Kol, as we will clarify later on. So it's either majority of Shvatim, 7 out of 12, even if it's not actually a majority of the people, or it's a majority of the people. Okay, now it says Marav Asid Rabbi Shimon Krabi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds that Krabi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds that Yehuda. Kamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Shevet Shevet Kol. Kol just Rabbi says each Shevet by itself is called a Kol. It's called a Kol. Can Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shevet Shevet Kol Kol? So till Rabbi Shimon says every Shevet is called a Kol. So if that's the case, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said 12 korbanos. Rabbi Shimon says 13 korbanos. Says more Rabbi Yehuda Amar says Shevet Echol Kol Kol Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda says one tribe, if it has a majority, is very populous, and it has a majority, so then that drags everybody else because he holds majority of the populace or a majority of Shvatim. Rabbi Shimon Amar, no, ain't Shevet Echol Kol Kol Shvatim. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be a majority of the Shvatim, not a majority of the populace, okay? Modeh. Now, Rabbi Shimon concedes, although the Nusos Yerushalmi in the Bavli at the bottom says differently than me, but it seems to me that Moda Rabbi Shimon, Moda Rabbi Shimon, Vuhu Shetan, somebody says like me, I think, I forget who. But anyway, Moda Rabbi Shimon concedes, Vuhu Shetan, Yerushalmi, Milishkas Agazis. Even Rabbi Shimon says that Beisit does not bring its own korban, does bring its own korban, right? He only the Shvatim bring, he still concedes that it has to be all based on a psak which emanated from the Sanhedrin Agadon Lishkas Agosis. In other words, it's not the tribal Bate Din, of which there were a head based in each tribe. They are not the ones who are liable. They're not the ones who paskin, right? Rather, the once based in Agadon paskins, the elders of each Shevet bring the carbon. Okay? Says more Rabbi, it says that time of the intanyo. The logic of this Tano is, I mean, that it has to be from Lishkas Agazis, is because it says, Minamokim Asher Yivchahu Asher Yivchar Shem. The Pesach has come, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, it's got to come from Yushoi. Rabbun Shem Rabbi Yomim Belevi. Rabbun says, Rabbun Shem Rabbi Yomim Belevi, Chom Esayi, the Pesach sits, the man of Mahi, who said, Kol Shevet V'Shevet Kol Kol. The each and every one of the Shvatim is called the Kol. What pasuk assists that opinion? It says, Yechid, Goyu Kal Goyimi Yemimeko. Hashem promised Yaakov is going to have a Goy and a Kol. Who's the one Shevet which is not yet born? Badain lo nolat Binyamin. Only Binyamin is I have been born. So if Binyamin is called, I think even Rashi means Al Chumash. Binyamin is called the Kol. Okay, I'm Rabbi Chia Bar, so even a single shevet. I'm Rabbi Chia Bar, Rabbi Chia Bar, Basak Shem Shem Chalukim Kach, just like they argue here. Kach Yichalukim Betuma, so too they argue about Korban Pesach Betuma, Tuma Hutra Betzibur. How we define Tuma Hutra Betzibur, right? The time of the Hayutzibur Chetzion Toirin Chetzion Tmeiim. If the congregation was precisely half Tor and half Tomei, Hatorin Osin Pesach Sarishon. The people who are Torah make Pesach Rishon in Nisan, but the people are Torah Osim as Parsheni, they make Pesach Sheni in Iyar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hatoyim Osim, no. They both do it on Yudal Nisan. Because Hatoyim Osim Latzim, but Tmeim Osim Latzim. Since it's half and half, so the people are Torah do it by themselves, people tell me do it themselves. It's like, since each half is not rove, so neither one cancels each other out. So therefore, they both, you know, they make time slots in the Beis Hamikdash and Erev Pesach, the Shech, the Korban Pesach. So otherwise, you kill somebody from one of the sides. I guess I know. Somehow you have to get off kilter. Okay. So Amen. Amalot, they said no in Pesach Chatzoy. You can't make Pesach halfway. El Okulin Yasu Betuma. Either they all do it Betuma. Oh, Kulan Yasu Batara, they all do Batara, but you don't split up that way. Okay? Mani Omelo, who's the one who said this? You can't split it up. It's Krabi Huda. it's Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the thing is, it's not our Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the Gemara is going to bring that up momentarily. It's a dark catch addiction to our Rabbi Yehuda, because our Rabbi Yehuda holds each shavit is called a kol. So therefore, there shouldn't be a problem in each segment of the community doing the Korban Pesach by themselves, right? One Korban segment of the community should do it betuma and one betara, just like the parhel and dover. Each shavit should be separate. So to here, each segment of the community should be separate, right? So it says in the Tani, where do we learn that but Rabbi Yehuda does say elsewhere in other areas that in fact you cannot make such the subdivisions. The Tani will learn such a case. If one of the two breads brought on Shavuos or becomes Tameh, one of the sets of six loaves of the Lechem HaPanim brought every week becomes Tameh. Rabbi Nehemiah said, Shnei Mitzvah Beis Yisrael, you've got to burn both. Because you can't do half and half. Shein Korin Tzara Tzibur Cholok. The Chacham, the one to say, no, you can divide it up. Big deal. Being a replacement for the half which came to me. Don't cause the whole thing to get lost. Hatari Bitumoso Vator Bitar Yochel. Right? The one who's Tommy remains Tommy. The other which is Torah remains Torah. You can eat it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is clearly the one who held that Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk. So obviously it's a direct contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda Shita by us. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shita by us is that each shade is by itself. And it's a direct contradiction of Shita by Pesach as well. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said you can make half Torah and half Tomei. Which is obviously consistent, both on Yudal Nisa. So obviously consistent with the Shita by Parhel and Dovar, that each shavit is by itself. So to there, each shavit of the population is by itself. So it says, well, there, you're right. Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yon, said, Omar Mani, Omar Lahu, the guy who said it, Chachovim Shem B'shitas Rabbi Yud. It's not Rabbi Yud himself who complained that you can't divide a carbon seam in half. It's Chachovim who adopted Rabbi Yud Shita by Menachos. Now, obviously, Rabbi Yud himself would draw the distinction. He said, carbon seam or chalok means in the carbon itself. You can't have half the chalos tome and half them tar, and you know it's like the chuya. It pushes off. It's like dichui. I meant the dichui, not the chuya. But whereas in terms of the splitting up the congregation, so each one is a chashva kol by itself, right? So it's as opposed to the carbon of the bread. But lemaisa, the Gemara is not getting into that right now. The Gemara just assumes that it's chachamim. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda, asking like Rabbi on Rabbi Yehuda over here. Okay, so you can even ask in contradiction. That would be consistent, a legitimate question, since they're asking Rabbi Yehuda that he contradicts himself. Okay, the name it be that as it may. Halacha zayin, horu based in vasu shiva shvatim, based in Paskin, and shiva shvatim, seven shvatim did the avera. A Ruban or majority of Am Yisrael, Alpian, based on Basin's Pesach. So the empire, so Kibrai Mele, she does holds one korban, one bull, Vavadazora, and an Avadazora, the empire of Israel, one bull and one goat, Divrei Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Shiva Shvatim Shilchatu, in this scenario, seven Shvatim sinned.
If one seven Shvatim sinned, you have to bring all 12 bulls. Rubo Kikulo. Okay? So it says, Rabbi Shimon says, Shmoina Polim. Rabbi Shimon holds that the Shvatim are divided into themselves. And therefore, because that's Rabbi Shimon Lashita also previously. Rabbi Shimon holds, even though he holds Beit, it's ironic, because the old Beit then brings its own carbon, right? But nevertheless, he holds the Shvatim are each one a very separate call, right? So therefore, it's an unitary separate call. So therefore, that's it. Eight. Seven for the seven Shvatim will sin. One more for Basin. There is no additional five for the other Shvatim, right? Eight bulls and eight goats. A bull and a goat per Shevet. The Parvasar the Basin, a bull and a goat for Basin. Now, what's fascinating to me is a little bit Kabbalah. Very little Alpi Kabbalah, but the truth is that there's a whole issue in which is discussed in the postgame about Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz, where the person Svar should switch to Ashkenaz or not switch. So Maisa, the logic to switch
is based on a Kabbalah that they have, is that there are 12 Sha'arim and Shamayim for each of the Shvatim Tfilos to go up to Shamayim. And there's one additional Sha'ar, the Sha'ar HaKoilo. Sha'ar HaKoilo is for everybody. So the Sephardim say their Nusach is the Sha'ar HaKoilo.
That's what
Nusach
Ari says.
Not just Nusach Ari. Nusach Ari is a modification of the Nusach Sephard. Suppose Chassidish Nusach Sephard, right? There's the Nusach Arizal, which is very similar to the Sephard of the real Sephardim. Okay? So Rav Avi Yosef, when he says all Ashkenazi should change to be Sephardim, he says, he uses the same logic as the Lubavitchers, right? That their Nusach is the most Meduyah.
It's in the preface to the English Tfilas Hashem.
Yeah, right. Right. So we don't pass that way, of course. So in any event, what?
We don't?
No, we don't pass that way. But it's interesting that my grandfather, he became the Lubavitcher, Lubavitcher sympathizer, I think, in 1952 or 54. But he didn't start davening Ari until 63. And then he said to his kids, I'm not davening the Sechari because I hold the Sechari as a Chosin, because I hold it's more Meduyak. You know, it's more precise. All right, be that as it may. I'm not sure if the... I don't think it's more precise. But in any event... No, it's more Kabbalistically legitimate. Right, right. So in any event, so it's interesting that the stress that we see in the Gemara here is on Kohol, and elsewhere the stress is on Eda. That's important stress, because Kohol usually has to do with the congregational aspect, which has to do with, you know, some mystical aspect. Eda does not. Eda is more of a strict legalistic definition. So that's going to come up. So in any event, Rabbi Shimon obviously holds that each shevet has its own derech and avodas Hashem. That's why each one is its own kohol. That's why never the twain shall meet. Rabbi Meir holds, no, the kohol is only defined by the community and entirety of Am Yisrael. Right? So therefore, it's interesting how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would be somewhat of a mystical approach in this, whereas Rabbi Meir would be more of a philosophical approach. I'm making this up as I go along. It might all be Narishkeit, but that's what I wanted to say. Do you see the
difference?
Right. So you see that there is some element of issue here. Some element of issue where whether we are, you know, states' rights or federal system, how exactly it works. Okay. Tanya Shimon Lozen Rami Shmo. The Shilas says, in the name of, I forgot who. Who is this? Of name Remeir. Chotushisha, if six Shvatim sin, the Hain Rubo, and then the majority of the congregation. Hashiva, or, well, for this he deduced that in seven, Abish Ein Rubo, even if it's not the majority of the congregation, are Relu Chayavim. So in fact, either one is enough. We didn't say this previously. This is the way the Rambam passed it, so. Either type of majority works. Either majority of the electoral vote or a majority of the popular vote. Okay? That's enough, that you, it gets based in the high of a carbon. Okay? Amrav Lezer, Lezer Lomar, Eloshi Shavein Lubo. Yeah, but there's a catch. It's got six in their majority is good enough. Chamisha Avvishim Ruba Arelub Turin. It's not enough if they're five Shvatim. No, it's got to be six, which are a majority, right? But not five. So even, you know, we said previously in the previous Gemara, said that Shevet Echad Goyer L'Chol HaShvatim, even that is only if it's there are six Shvatim. Then one Shevet could put it over the hill, over the hump. But not not if they're five, okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yosin, Rabbi Yosin said, Masisa Amrakein, the Brisa says this. It says, "Machti shvatim vad rov uchlusin." Half of the shvatim, as long as they're the majority, with the kabbalah, and vice versa, machtis uchlusin, uvad rov shvatim. Half of the population, and the kabbalah means that we infer from that, right? That half of the shvatim also works, but they also have to be half the population works as long as the Rov Shvatim. In other words, that which you said, seven Shvatim works. It's only those seven Shvatim exceed, meet half the population. If it's less than half the population, then the electoral, so it's not pure electoral or pure popular. There has to be at least half of the other system for the majority of the one system to work. That's the Gemara's concluding. Okay, now I realize the Rebbe's statement is really a separate statement. Just before I share, I looked at the Arsameach and he has his own shot in this, but I didn't get enough time to get it down pat. So I'll just tell you what the Gilead Ephraim says. Gilead Ephraim says this is an issue in and of itself. Rebbe, and it's really going, should be going more to the next halacha. Yes, Rebbe Amar, she'il to the koi Mashiach min hador. That which you say later on in the second parak, that a koi Mashiach, koi goro, who eats chaleb, let's say, based on the psaka, based on is exempt. Why? Because the koi Mashiach only brings, we're going to learn later on, a koi goro only brings a korban if he paskined and then commit an avera. If he just commit an avera stam, he doesn't bring a korban. If, or at least not the special korban of koin goro. He brings a korban of a commoner, but not a korban of koin goro. Korban of koin goro is only if he based in paskin for him, and then he went and committed an avera. Okay, on the contrary. Or if he himself paskin said, I passed in this way, you know, Chalev is mutter, and then he went down and ate Chalev. So says the Gemara.
He passed him for himself, he didn't pass him for the call?
No, for himself, right.
But the people saw what he did in
the. No, the Corbin of Coin goes specifically for he himself. It's not like the Corbin of Basin. So says the Mashiel to the Coin, Mashiach, Min Hador, Horaeus based in Kog, Min Hador, Horaeus based in Godo. Do we derive from here that Stavka were based in Paskin for him, that the based in Agoro Paskin for him, that he's exempt from here in Korban? Or what about Haroyas based in Kotu? What about the psak of a minority of the Sanhedrin, of a small Sanhedrin? Whereas when it says that it's Tafka has to be his, it's not the psak based in his own psak, is that true across the board? In other words, regardless of what nature the based in Paskin for him, whether 70 or 23, or does it mean if the based of 70 Paskin for him, then he did that Beira, that's not to be his psak? But maybe a lesser basin, a basin of 23 or a basin of 3 paskin for him, and then he did it, that's considered to be tantamount to his psak, and he would bring his own korban. So that's more his question, and it's not clear. I'm sure the Yosemite gives a better, I'm sure to be sure. But it's probable that he gives a different pshat, which may be a better pshat, but I just didn't get a handle on it. Okay. Hora Bezer Shalom Min HaShvatim. V'asa Ososhe B'rapiem. If the basin of one of the Shvatim Paskin, and that Shevet did based on that Psak, Hu Chayev. That Shevet is liable, Sharko Shvatim Turim, Divir Rabbi Huda. That's according to Rabbi Huda. Yeah. So, it's interesting. As I said before, Rabbi Shimon Paskins, again, it's not like the Nusos Rabbi Yushami Shebavavli, the Ban. Rabbi Shimon Paskins, Rabbi Shimon says there are 13 korbanos, right? 12 for each one of the Shvatim, one from the Basin. He holds that the Psakas come from the Basin Agoro. That's what Moritz said. His Moritz comes from the Basin Agoro. Moritz said that on the Chabar base. But not Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds. You know, I might have said it wrong, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I did say it wrong. I think I said Rabbi Huda concedes. It's not Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says that, well, I mean, it's just logical, and I made a mistake before if I said it the other way. If I said it the right way, because if not, I'm correcting myself now. Rabbi Huda says the 12 korbanos, right? Rabbi Shimon says the 13 korbanos, right? Rabbi Meir holds 1, Rabbi Huda holds 12, Rabbi Shimon holds 13, right? So according to Rabbi Meir, it's Pasha, the psak can only come from the Beis Nagoro, right? According to Rabbi Huda, the psak can come from any based on any shevet, because he holds a shvati mar, brings separate korbanos, and there is no one unified korban. According to Rabbi Shimon, the psak has to come from the based on agoro, right? Because although he holds each shevet brings its own korban, but there's still unifying korban, the 13th korban, or the 8th korban in the case where the 8th korban where the case where the let's say 7 shvatim are chayde. So it's interesting because Rabbi Yehuda holds, in Rabbi Yehuda holds that everything is very states' rights, right? But it's interesting that at the same time he holds that if 7 shvatim sin, the other 5 have to bring in korban. Rabbi Shimon holds a modified version of states' rights, yet he holds that if 7 shvatim sin, it's only those 7 plus based in, not the other shvatim as well. Okay? So there must be some way of putting that together. I'm not sure what it is offhand. So, amen. So it says, well, and the more it's going to elaborate on this a little bit further. It says, Mara, it says the Mishnah still rather. They're only liable on the psak of the central court. Shemot says, "You call Adas Yisrael Yishku, the entire congregation of Israel, the Nelam Dover Meinei Eido, and so he is hidden from the eyes of the congregation." The eyes of the assembly being based in Agoro. The Lord Adas also shaven, not the assembly, not the Eida, not the court of that shaven. Rameo Meir says, Choyvaz Beistinu. It's a beautiful Lumbashir Gemara. It's not the type of thing you expect from a Gemara. It's the type of thing you expect from a Gorgachov or a Brisker or a Chaim Brisker. He holds it's a Choyvaz Beistinu. Right? So it's Choyvaz Beistinu, so therefore, one carbon, right, and it's obviously the central basin. It's the chiv of the tzibur. What defines the tzibur according to him? Even each shevet defines the tzibur, right? Every shevet defines the tzibur by itself. So that's why the basin of each shevet creates the chiv carbon for that shevet, right?
With
Kohol, yes. Rabbi Shimon holds Chovetz Basin v'Chovetz Tziburu, two dinim, right? Smamish or Brisker Tzvei dinim. There's a din of Chovetz Basin and a din of Chovetz Tzibur. So therefore, you need to have the Basin passing for the Shvatim, but then each Shevet brings and Basin brings as well. Okay? Says Mar Matan Ramea, what's the large Ramea? Now here's where Nema Kan Me Ene. It says Me Ene in Vayikra, and Vayikra is talking about other Averos other than Avodah Zarah. It says Vinelam Dover Me Ene Akol. Okay, there it says. Whereas in that's it in Bamidbar in Shlach, it speaks about Avodah Zarah, and then it says Me Ene O Eido. By the way, Kohol, is a higher, more exalted status. Edo is not. So therefore, the basin sins and makes an inadvertent mistake of something else. There's still Enei HaKol. The concept Kol is not falling off of Am Yisrael. But if they made sin in Avodah Zarah, then they've gone down a notch. They're no longer Kol. They're already only in Edo, which is lower Madrega. So name it. So it says more. So what do we learn from that? Nothing much. All we learn is always got to be a basin. Okay, one of them is clearly the basin. I forget which one. In Vayikra it says somehow Vayikra we know for sure is that about basin. I don't remember exactly how, but they must discuss it. So also here it's talking about by Avodah Zarah, it's talking about a basin as well. My time, Rabbi, what's large Rabbi? Nemar Kamei, Nemar Lalam Meine. He also learns Meine, Meine. But he says the exact opposite. He says by Avodah Zarah, the language there says Vasu Kolo Eido, which sounds like I'm reading just on Pei Moshe, which sounds it's not just the Sanhedrin, which would be Eine or Eido, but Kolo Eido means all of Am Yisrael. So it means it's a chiyuv not on the
even though in Vayikra Rabba it stresses the Eine, in Bamidbar, in, not Vayikra Rabba, in Vayikra itself stresses the Eine, in Bamidbar stresses the Eidah. So therefore, he doesn't say it's the same. He says, on the contrary, he says it's the same because they're Shavu, but he rolls it the other way. Instead of learning that since one is definitely basin, the other is definitely basin, he learns that since one is the tzibur, the other one is the tzibur as well. And how is it defined tzibur? Tzibur is defined as each and every shavit. Okay? So that's what he says, My time, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon also learns Meine Meine. Nemar Kam Meine Nemar La Meine. And the truth is, Rabbi Shimon, it makes a lot of sense because you have both elements. So because it says Meine O Eida and it says Kola Eida. So from this we can derive both elements, right? That there's both the concept of the individual Shevet, and the concept of the entirety of Am Yisrael. Okay, Nemar Kam Meine Nemar La Meine. My Einish Nemar Alan Beis, now my Einish Nemar Alan Beis, my Einish Nemar Alan Tzibur, Afkan Tzibur, so we work with both. My Nemar Chobas Beis Din, he who says the Lord coming upon Beis Din, Beis Mivin, he Beis and Binks. My Nemar Chobas Tzibur, me Mavi. Now, he who says Chobas Tzibur, in other words, Rabbi Shimon, says Chobas Tzibur, who pays for it? That's an important point, right? It's a Fidel principle. Who pays for the carbon, right? So as the Pnei Moshe brings out, if it's brought by Basin, truth, the Gemara points out a line later, because the Trumas Alishka comes from the Kachin front, so who pays for it if it's not from Basin? So it says the Gemara, the Tani, we learn, Matilna Yu Aleim Uboin. So the Gemara really answers that the answer is that the Brisa says, that they would bring it, they would make a special tax upon the community, upon the Shevet, and bring it. Divrei should be Rabbi Yehuda. Should be Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir, because obviously Rabbi Meir holds it comes from the basin, because there's only one carbon from the basin. Rabbi Shimon says, Mitruma Salishko, how you boy, it's come from Truma Salishko. So it sounds like Rabbi Shimon holds that even if when even when the Shvatim bring, they don't bring it out of their own broad budget. They bring it out of the budget of the Trumas Alishka. So Rabbi Meir holds it definitely comes from Trumas Alishka. Rabbi Yehuda holds it comes from each and every Shevet's own personal raising of funds. Rabbi Shimon holds it, even though each and every Shevet brings, nevertheless, it's paid out of Trumas Alishka. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. So we'll meet next week, Lincolnwood.
Oh.